I bring my scale to the street so I don't get beat by gram scam sheets. Give me my OZ weight. I know how to count to 28. Don't double ziplock my bud because I don't get a buzz off plastic. I bring my scale right out on Dyckman Street and watch it balance itself like slowly shuffling merengue feet. I don't play that. Unwrap that weed and lay it flat. I don't want no 26 or 25. If I'm spending 400, I'm paying for every gram to get high. Now, look me in the eye. The scale don't lie. I see what you're trying to try. With other cats, you may get by, but I'm chill Will. And with me, that shit don't fly.
Two minds, one heart. I don't have my own mind, I said. What do you mean, he asked. You inhabit my mind, I said. That's a really good line, he said. You inhabit my mind all the time. Joy thought up this line. Joy thought up this line, so I typed it in this computer of mine. It's not just a line, I said. You inhabit the deeper regions inside my head. How do you say that word, hypothalamus? I'll look it up in the dictionary. My thoughts of you are extraordinary because you're extra more than ordinary. I want to lick you like a strawberry. A love like this longs for poetry. Our love breaks the laws of humanity. Humility and sanity creating a whole new meaning for the word boundaries as we dance through our life in poetry. Your life is my idea, I say. I show him my tits in play and say, this is performance poetry at its best. I'm here at your behest. This is only the beginning test. Our lives have become an unfinished poem, he replies. Put your worries to rest. We're here today as Mother Earth's guests. And then close it.
If I could travel back in time, I would relive all the moments with you time and time again. Rewind moments and events. Replay days and pieces of time. From laughing, lovemaking, licking lyrics to poetic, prophetic nights of tears, flowing fears. Waking neighbors with blasting reggae, getting that 3 a.m. lay. Clear mornings of sizzling haze, kush and regs, mixed with oatmeal and eggs. To reading poetry on the stage, to finding that lost poem page, to GPS long lost travels, to Costco's, to pinched nipples, and pained inferno, finding and transcribing neglected journals, long held stares, twisting my hair, holding bare hands on park walks, forever talks, unraveling humanity's mysteries, ending marriage histories, reading our writings to each other, isolating ourselves from the world like two drug addict lovers. This could be my heaven.
Woo!